I'm Carol Hills. This is The World. You know those emails promising you money if you first just send your bank details? Well, one of the kings of those scammer letters was arrested today. He's a 40-year-old Nigerian national known only as Mike. With me is Nigerian journalist Sam Olukoya. He's in Lagos. Sam, what kind of crimes is he accused of committing?
It's just a normal, what the Nigerians call 419, which is the advance fee fraud, collecting money from people fraudulently. And this happens in several forms. In his own case, he's believed to have hacked into the account of some medium and small-scale establishments into their email account and using that to ask people to pay money. That's maybe people who are trading with these companies, asking them to pay money into accounts which he controlled. And these people are assuming that these accounts belong to the companies they have been dealing with.
Are these kind of scams that he's alleged to have committed, did they go on all over the world, in Nigeria, everywhere? Like, how far and wide was he scamming people?
Well, I think wherever you have people living, human beings living, this scam, and wherever you have internet available, this scam go to anywhere, so long as there is internet. All they do is go on the internet. They have softwares. If you are gullible enough to respond, then it becomes a problem.
How much money is somebody like Mike supposed to have made over these scams?
We're talking of about $60 million. So, I mean, you can understand how elaborate this type of scam is. If somebody has made as much as $60 million, that doesn't come really easy. And there are many people who are into this also, trying to make a living from this. And I must say that it's quite a thriving business. One, it's so easy to establish. I mean, you just need a few hundred dollars to buy a computer, buy internet modem, and then buy data. And that's a thriving business.
Have you yourself ever encountered a scam artist in Nigeria?
Well, I get these things every day. Every day. Well, one of those I got about 3 days ago. It came as an SMS. And it was as if it came from my bank that my ATM card has been deactivated. They said you should call a number to reactivate it. And I knew it was a scam. But I imagine that so many people will have called the same number. What he will have done will have been to get the details on the card. And when he gets this detail, he will definitely empty their bank account.
Sam Olukoya is a Nigerian journalist speaking to us from Lagos. Thanks, Sam.
Thanks so much.